I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
To this celebrity tea, baby, because we got so much to dish to you about. So sit back, lay back, kick it, and enjoy the ride, okay?
Hey.
So we got to say hi to our L.A. crew, Heidi and Frank. What's up?
Hello. What's up, Brad?
What's up, baby? Hey.
Well, Julianne Moore opens up about that sex scene that made her husband really jealous, and who's admitting they spend $40,000 a month on marijuana? But first, Portia, what you got?
Well, Brad, your BFF Mariah Carey may have an extravagant lifestyle and taste, but she's raising her twins, Moroccan and Monroe, not to be spoiled like that. It's hard, but I try to keep them grounded so they don't think everything is just handed to them. Right now, it's like, I want this. And I'm like, you know you're asking me for something that costs $20. I can't imagine having, like, $1 as a kid because we didn't have money going around. So they have to appreciate those things.
That's fair.
So what y'all think about this?
Yeah.
You don't want to raise a bunch of entitled brats who think they can just have everything because mom got it. Like, mom sang those songs, not y'all. Y'all got to figure it out.
That's not true. And Brett, you know she lying, don't you?
Well, Brett's mouth is telling a different story.
That's right. She knows she lying. Because, I mean, when you're rich, you're not going to deprive your kids like that. I mean, you may not give them everything, but you're going to let them have some. $20, please. Mariah sneezed that hell.
Right. These
kids have lots of things. And let's not forget, not only is Mariah their mother, Nickelodeon, MTV, Nick Cannon is their father, wilding out. Like, so if he's not getting spoiled by his mother, he definitely could be like, yo, Dad. They could be like, Dad, what's up?
Anyway, because Mariah's worth $300 million.
Yeah.
Nick is worth $50 million.
Yeah, but
that's,
you know,
like,
what?
So much money, you can't even hide it from the kids.
But growing up,
they're rich, whether you're going to say it or not.
Right.
Well, should you spoil in PJ?
Well, I lived a little bit different from you guys. Like, my mom, she always was able and had money. So she used to just give me money. We would go to the bank. She would just hand me $3,000 to go to the mall.
But wait a minute.
What?
What she also
would do is work me like a slave at her daycare, okay? I was driving a nursery bus. I was working in the classroom. I was, like, working at the same time she's spoiling me.
But you just called all of us poor. Brad.
Y'all call yourself poor.
I never said anything about poor.
I mean, now, I've been poor as an adult, okay, baby? Because that shit, that thing go up and come down, okay? Came back around, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
What are you doing, Lord?
Well, talk about a serious meltdown. Olivia Wilde took to Twitter to express the chaos she experienced with her 5-year-old son, Otis, while she was out shopping. And it must have been devastating because she told fans, quote, couple days ago, my kid was having a level 10 DEFCON 1, couldn't control his body meltdown at a restaurant. I was holding 4 bags and my 2-year-old. It was chaos. She then added, in the midst of the madness, 2 strangers approached and asked if they could help. I swallowed my pride and said yes. And they placed my stuff into my trunk and even put my daughter in her car seat while I tried to soothe my son. I thanked them, and they said, hey, no problem. We all have days like this.
That might be the nicest celebrity story we've heard in a long time.
I know. Yeah. Well, you're just,
but not everybody can pull us off. I feel like if I tried to offer the same assistance, I'd be promptly maced.
But the good thing about it was if we, when I was growing up, we didn't go back to the store. That's why I stay in the mall now.
You can't act up in
the
store.
And I was growing.
You ain't get ready to have no tantrum in the store. You get your ass whooped, and you will not go back right there.
Yeah, my mom would talk to me like she was a ventriloquist.
As a celebrity, though, you can, I mean, you always have eyes on you, so you can't, you know, grab your kid by the arm a little hard and say, you're going to the car, because everyone's going to be, you know, got Instagram out, they're going to be taking pictures
of
you.
My mom wasn't famous.
Damn, Frank.
Remember when Alec Baldwin, like, yelled at his kid being a little dirty pig? Yeah. He was like, he's a horrible parent. Yeah.
But he felt what probably all parents have felt at some point.
Well, I'm probably going to get locked up, because P going to get jacked up now. She's acting up. Moving on, it seems that Julianne Moore's husband cannot take her knocking boots on screen. The actress appeared on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she revealed that her director husband, Bart Frundlich, gets jealous of sex scenes. Take a look.
Gets jealous of your love scene partners.
That happens all. Really? That happens to me all the time.
Does it?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I've just learned a little
bit. But he's a director.
I know.
Yeah.
And so when you come home, do you ever say, like, oh, I had a love scene with whoever today?
I'm just like,
And then when he sees the movie, is that when it comes
sometimes
out?
Sometimes it's a surprise to him. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. Mark Wahlberg and Boogie Nights, how did that go?
Oh, that was the worst.
Yes!
If you know anything about Julianne, for some reason, I think they pick her for movies with sex scenes. Like, she's always, she's always naked in the movies that she's in. Like, so he definitely knew this before he got with her.
Right. I couldn't watch. There's just no way. I can't even think about when I hear stories of my wife with an ex, like, telling a story about, oh, one time my ex and this and that. I'm like, I'm going to throw up. I get physically nauseous.
When you're doing a sex scene on screen, you have to look like the sex is enjoyable.
Right.
No one ever acts like the sex is bad on screen. So he's seeing her act like the sex is great, but when he's at home with her, she never gives those same kind of sounds, those same kind of facial expressions.
So he's like, never made you moan like that.
Oh, that's true.
You
cursed their little love life. Don't do that.
Now you know she putting on more, because if she comfortable and she been married to this man a long time, all she got to do is do a grunt when she ready to do her thing.
Exactly.
All the stuff that you say on the radio show and on Dish Nation about your wife, are you ever in the doghouse when you get home?
Well, all the stuff I say about other women, how I'd
about
like to...
About me.
About
how you be dogging her and saying bad things about her.
No, he be talking to me. He be lusting. Remember when I was pregnant? He lusts after you too, but he says
bad things about his poor wife.
That is her love language.
They're into, like, S&M, but she just likes to be talked, you know, really
All right, looks like former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson is out here blowing smoke, expensive smoke. Now, during a recent episode of his podcast, which I love, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, he sat down with rapper Jim Jones and his co-host, cannabis advocate Evan Britton, and he revealed that he spends $40,000 a month on this.
What do we smoke a month? Is it $40,000 a month?
We smoke
40,000 a month.
We smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch a month.
$40,000. Ain't that crazy? That's crazy.
Crazy.
We take it for granted.
Smoke a lot of weed here.
$40,000 worth of weed a month?
Yes.
$40,000 a month. I don't understand. I mean, like, if you broke that down, Headcrack, how many joints is that a day?
I was hoping y'all could do the math, because this is still like the weed underground railroad out here where, like, we got to sneak and get it. So we're paying upcharge out here for the weed. So I figured y'all would probably have to put a
Here in California, you can just walk into the dispensary.
But honestly, Mike Tyson has his podcast, if you want to call it that. So everybody knows, if you see Mike Tyson out, he's one of the most recognizable people in the world. So you would give him weed if you had some on you. I mean, seriously, it happens to me all the time.
You haven't bought weed.
I haven't purchased weed in probably 20 years, because every handshake that I shake hands with somebody, there's always a nug in there.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And even when
if I'm not with Frank and I'm out and somebody's like, where's Frank? And it's a Saturday. I'm like, we work together. I don't hang out with him on Saturday. And now they give it to me. And now I got to get it to him.
So now I'm making a note. Heidi and Frank are the plug.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. That's right.
See you in LA real soon.
After the break, we'll tell you what Lady Gaga's parents thought about her onstage antics when she first hit the scene. More Dish Nation coming up. Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, we all know Lady Gaga is a very unique performer. She does some pretty outrageous things on stage, even calls herself Mother Monster. Her fans are her little monsters. Well, her parents weren't always the biggest fans of her stage persona, and at one point, her mother, Cynthia, said, quote, "When Gaga started emerging, she was in her bikini performing with Lady Starlight and decided that night to actually light hairspray on fire. Her father and I were like, honestly," he said, "I think she has a screw loose." I can relate to that because as a kid, I would go in my room and I would do scenes for movies and I would do all the characters.
And honestly, I think you have a screw loose.
And I'd hear my mom go, "Who are you talking to?" And I'm like, "Me, myself." And my mom thought I had a screw loose too because I would do a movie and I would just do all the roles because I was by myself. So it's like...
Were you recording it, Heidi, or was it just like...
No, not like on... I'm too damn old for camcorder, okay. But I had it on, like, I would have it on, like, hit play record on that little recorder that you have, and I would, you know, hear myself do all the parts. My mom always thought I was crazy and was never going to amount to anything. And
look at you now. Look at you now.
She was right.
Who's the crazy one now?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Is there another performer? Can you think of another performer like Gaga that you think maybe has a screw loose?
Madonna.
Yeah, she's 60 years old. She's wearing a grill and trying to be like, you know, I'm reinventing myself. Like,
so maybe Madonna's parents, Lady Gaga's parents, need to go out for dinner and just, you know, just so they can bond with each other about the
weird
lifestyle.
You know, our daughter was the original screw loose girl.
She's crazy too.
Okay, Americans have some funny habits that are confusing to people in other countries and they find it weird. And BuzzNet compiled a list of the things that they saw people asking questions on social media.
Yeah.
Let's see what you think of this. Like, one of them asked, "Do Americans really have detention? Do you really stay after school? Because I never heard of that where
yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, yes, we do have it, but it's like, how do you punish kids in other countries? I mean, obviously, it's like, that's
our time
out.
Yeah, if somebody's talking in class, we used to get like a warning on the board, name on the board, and then it's like, all right, Heidi, you're after class. You're staying.
Sounds to me like you had a lot of detention.
Yeah, I had detention every day. I thought that was a part of the class. No, I thought that was where I got to do my homework.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Also, another question. Do Americans really wear their shoes inside their houses, or is that just a myth of Western television?
Yes, we wear our shoes inside our house.
Well,
that's
varies.
True, because a lot of other countries, you know, they don't.
They're like in Japan, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Walk barefoot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was at someone's house dinner the other night, and I saw all their shoes by the front door, and so I instantly just took off my shoes and had to walk around. So you always got to, you know.
You got to watch. But that sucks if you don't know, because then you're like, I did not have my toes done. I'm not ready. I had shoes on.
Well, Heidi, if you come to my house after we went to Japan, Gary, and you realize how nasty it is to come in a house with outside shoes, I make people take off their shoes, but I bought some socks from Amazon. So if you don't want to just walk around barefoot, you can put on the socks.
Or you could do those like crime scene booties. We could do crime scene booties.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are very inexpensive and very convenient. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not just crime scene booties?
Yeah, because I'm like a germaphobe with PJ. I don't like...
Yeah.
Oh, right.
If you go to an open house of real estate, sometimes they'll have the booties by the front door so you can walk through
the
house.
I've worn the crime scene booties.
This place is... I know you're trying to convince me it's nice by giving me booties, but this is not worth the basket.
Like, my shoes can clean this dirty ass floor.
Okay. And one other question they asked was, do Americans really eat pizza with ranch dressing?
No, that's disgusting.
No, it's totally a way. It's so good.
What?
It's a way.
Are you serious? It's so good.
Well, you mean dip the crust in, like after you're done with the pizza?
The whole pizza.
A friend of mine from Louisiana put me onto that, and I thought it was the dumbest thing I ever heard of until I tried it.
It's really good.
And a little garlic sauce on the side.
Oh, that's Parmesan, yeah.
Yes, it's good. And ranch.
I'm about to try that.
I'm now officially starving.
All right, y'all. Well, coming up, do you think you could do your makeup drunk? Well, find out how Chloe and Kylie did after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Nothing like getting wasted while doing your glam, guys. Kylie and Jenner got some help from her big sis, Khloe Kardashian, while filming a makeup tutorial for Kylie's cosmetic while downing 18 shots of Don Julio.
No way. That's not even possible.
Yeah, that's gangster for these little girls.
Ooh,
well, things got pretty wild fast. Take a look.
Oof. The guzzler.
Okay, so we both have our foundation on.
Shot it, Don Julio!
Really?
Yeah, because we had an
This is going to be my what?
I totally would. Explain it to Kylie.
What?
Brow time.
Shot time.
Focus.
Focus,
we have to finish our makeup.
No, it's never going to happen.
We're stirring the pot, bitch!
Now, this is my kind of party, except we would be taking shots of Hennessy.
But no one's anybody shocked, though. Like,
what?
It's just ridiculous. What kind of example are they showing for the little girls that's watching it? So was the makeup tutorial so you could look legal age so you can buy Don Julio?
Exactly. No, I'm thinking it was to prove that the makeup doesn't run, because after 18 shots of tequila, everybody's crying and hugging each other.
It's like,
stays in place.
You're my favorite sister, even though other sister's also my favorite sister.
He's even better, ladies. Give the guys 18 shots. You don't need to wear makeup. We're like, you're so pretty.
So one of Hollywood's favorite A-list couples, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, still fan out over their favorite celebrities. So Kristen stopped by the First We Feast Hot Ones show with Sean Evans, where she talked about the most awkward celebrity encounter her and Dax Shepard had at a gala a couple years ago with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Check it out.
We were sitting right next to Jay-Z and Beyonce. And when we found this out, we were, forget it, we were so excited. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be great. Finally, after tonight, we'll have them in our phones, we'll be best friends. And Dax talked his ear off. And I don't think Jay was that interested. But I was proud of him that he went for broke. I think at one point he also hit him with a lyric where I was like, ooh, 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 ooh. I think he was like, real, recognize real. And I was like, Dax, don't.
Without even being there, I almost feel like I know exactly how it went.
Mm-hmm.
It reeks of cringe.
Yeah. Jay-Z was probably like,
they get this all the time. So they must have the ability to tune out. Maybe he's, you know.
Frank, they have the ability. Yeah, if you ever see Jay-Z and Beyonce's face, if they're in public, they always look like this.
So, Brad, has anybody really fanned out over you? And what's that story?
Oh, man. Yes, yes, and yes. And I don't remember.
Remember.
It's been so many times.
They said the
like,
same thing. Well, I saw Angela Bassett on a flight, and she had no makeup on, y'all. And when I tell you,
was
she
beautiful. Was beautiful.
Drop dead gorgeous, and I was weird as hell because I was sitting like 2 seats behind her on the other side, and I just stared at her the whole flight.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was wrong. I just literally stared at her.
Yeah, it would have been creepy if she looked at you.
And I did not change my eyes. I was like.
All right, y'all, up next, Gary, we're going to show the people something from your era, honey. Prehistoric times you, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, this next story is going to make even a millennial like you, Portia, feel old. So a library in Lawrence, Kansas has something that most young people in the town have never, ever seen or used before.
What's that?
A payphone.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Take a look.
What's your phone number?
816.
We asked some kids to give us a call on this new payphone. The generation raised on smartphones, why would they think to lift the handset out of the cradle before dialing? Incredibly, it's believed to be the only payphone now in downtown Lawrence.
A lot of different reasons why you might need a phone, you know, the same reason you might need a printer or a fax machine or something. Yours might be on the fridge, you might be out of minutes.
Same thing happened to me at the airport. I did not know what that was.
I was looking at it like,
we millennials, we have not been around for stuff like
that. Hold up, you ain't that much of a damn millennial.
Yeah, okay.
You done seen a payphone.
A payphone.
We both went to jail, bitch.
You, yeah.
Okay? Oh. And that's all they have.
Oh, honey. That's why she gone.
Bitch, I'm dead to the bed. You know I made that one phone call on that paper.
Yes, you did. I bet you picked it up there.
I picked it up there. Okay. Ooh, you ain't right. Ooh, you know.
What you got to say?
Oh, girl, I don't know nothing about jail.
Because you've been there, too.
He made his phone call like,
on a rotary.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.